Welcome to Buying Florida with Didier. Whether you're looking to move, invest, start a business, or expand, Didier will share with you everything you need to know. Tune in, learn, and improve with Didier and DDA Mortgage. Now here's your host, Didier.
Didier Buying Florida. I'm Didier with Didier Mortgage, and we're going to talk about VA mortgages. I've done it in the past, but I just want to bring it up again. Did you know that you can get financing up to 100% on $2 million on a VA mortgage? So that's pretty incredible. You know, if you do jumbo loans and you're over 766, 550, you got to put 20% down. On a VA, you can get 100% financing. And over $2 million, there's a percentage that you use to put a down payment, but nothing like you would have going a conventional loan. What do I like about VA? VA, they try to make the mortgage work for the vet. They have open minds and they look at everything with reasonableness. You know, there's no monthly PMI. Now, VA does have a funding fee that goes on top of the mortgage, but if you have a certain disability and a percentage, that is waived. I like it because the income debt ratio can go up to 55%. And I've seen it go to 58, 59, where a conventional is 50. And then remember, if you're going in the jumbo territory, you've got to put 20% down on a conventional, not VA. So there's some really great opportunities for the VA. And then I also want to tell you about sellers. Or like, I remember in 2021, when it was a tough market, they're like, we don't want to do a VA. We're not accepting a VA. No, we're not going to pay any closing. We're not touching it. And I thought that was really shallow-minded, because really on a VA loan, the seller doesn't have to pay anything. There are VA non-allowables, but like me, a loan officer, I'll lead it. I'll take it for them. I'll take care of those fees and do that so they don't have to pay it, so that they can make the deal work and buy that home going VA. You know, and then there's the other flip of the coin. Now we're in a different market in 2024, and sellers are open-minded to paying closing costs. So really, a VA veteran could really buy a home with 100% financing, seller pay the closing cost, they give their escrow deposit of whatever, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, and they can get that money back at the end. So that's really pretty phenomenal and well-deserved, actually. So those are things that you need to know about VA loans. They are assumable. And you know, now I'm getting phone calls. Hey, listen, realtors are calling me up. You know, my borrower has a 3.25% on a VA and it's assumable. You know, I just had that phone call last Saturday. And I just remember back in the 90s, man, these people were assuming these mortgages, and my buddies were calling me up going, hey, I got a foreclosure on my thing. You got to make sure on that VA assumable, because they got to qualify to get on it. But you got to make sure, if you're the vet, you don't want to lose your eligibility if you use the VA again. You want to make sure that if these people get foreclosed on, it's not coming on your tag. So those are things that you really need to find out. You need to call VA. And I don't know the answers. I don't do assumptions. But I'm thinking, just follow up. Make sure that you are clean. And, you know, personally, you know, the market is going to go ahead and pivot anyways. We're going to get lower rates. And quite frankly, I really wouldn't want to have that responsibility to go to sleep at night knowing someone assumed my mortgage and things went bad. Let them get their own financing. You know, we're not out of control. I mean, the threes, the sixes, you know, they'll just refinance when the time comes. So I'm just not a big fan of having that go on. And I'm not like using that as a sell feature, because you really got to do your homework. And when you do get your mortgage, do the homework. Am I responsible afterwards? Do I lose eligibility? Very, very important. So Didier Buying Florida, Didier with Didier Mortgage. Check out my website at www.didiermortgage.com and go over to the blog section. There's a search VA credit. It will pop up videos for you so you can get to learn some more. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Until next week, have a wonderful day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buying Florida with your host, Didier. For more information and to apply for a loan, please visit ddamortgage.com. That's ddamortgage.com. Or click on the link in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.